Ooh, you could hear them all over.
And that would be good.
Oh, they'd come running. Especially if you thought you were going to feed them a little.
Did you say the same thing to calves if you wanted them to come to you?
Well, when our women folks used to get out and milk in the morning, they'd holler, "Calvin, sugar, go on, Calvin."
They'd get the attention, huh?
Yeah, they'd come.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did when they milked the cow, if they wanted to get it to stay still, did they ever say anything?
Yeah, tell her so. And if she didn't, they'd have some little stick or something other than hit her on the shin, on her leg, you know.
Right. What about to get them to move a leg back?
Back your leg. Put their hand on her hip. Back up. Back your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Call her by name, you know.
Right.
Bossy. Mm-hmm. Wife had a bunch of them here. She'd give milk to little children around, you know.
Did people ever, if they wanted to get the horses to come to them, did they ever call to them?
Yeah, they'd whistle to them.
So you whistle the horses
yeah.
then?
Holler, come here, come here.
Did you name your horses?
Oh yeah, they all had a name. Yeah, they know the name.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. What about, did you ever keep any pigs, hogs?
Yeah, I had lots of hogs. During that lard panic back on when there wasn't no lard, when you couldn't buy no lard, I had as much as 7 or 8 50-pound cans in the smokehouse, dried out, bacon hanging all.
I had a lard panic around here?
Yeah. Used to couldn't buy no lard around here back in the Second World War.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it. People done about it. And there's a violation of the law if you sell your neighbor a can of lard.
Oh. Really? I guess that was pretty valuable to have back then.
Yeah. Wasn't allowed to set it.
What about talking about pigs and hogs? Did people ever call to the hogs?
Oh, yes. They called piggy, whoop, you know.
That was to get them to come to you?
Oh, they'd come too if they thought you had a little corn.
Uh-huh.
Have regular places when they run out down in the swamp to go to call them, you know, regular feeding grounds. Go down there and holler, whoop, a few times, and they just come over.
How many of those did you keep around?
Well, just whatever they thought to do to make you meat. Mm-hmm. They did have 25, 30 head in a bunch down there.
That's it.
Sometimes maybe more, maybe not so many old sows, a 200, a bunch of shoats.
What's the difference between a full-grown hog and a show, tub?
Well, a shoal is just a yearling hog, just small. A grown hog, you know, so he's just a little above a pig. He became a pig and a grown hog, a shoal is.
I see. About how much would a shoal weigh, you reckon?
Well, they weigh 75 and 80, up to 100 pounds, on that way.
Did they ever say anything to their hogs to get them to scatter?
Yeah, sure.
And they take off.
Sure. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I see. Do you ever keep any chickens?
Oh, yeah, I got some now.
Yeah. Ever heard people call to their chickens?
Oh, yeah, they call them chick, 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 chick. I got mine set up. I don't have to call them. Something got to catch them all.
Right.
I got a place to got it covered over.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Would you say anything to get them to scatter them?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. Did you and your wife...